every time before I give it.
Oh, come on, I don't believe that.
No, it's true. I'll be feeling really nervous when I get to Rome. I won't be able to relax until I'm actually giving my talk. Don't you get nervous when you give talks at conferences?
Not really, although I always make sure I prepare well. I always practice in front of a mirror.
Ah.
I look a bit of an idiot, but no one can see, so I don't mind. I'm giving a talk in London next month, and by the time I give the talk, I'll have rehearsed it at least 10 times. Practicing like that makes me feel confident. You should try it.
That's a good idea. But even practice doesn't seem to help me.
Well, good luck. I'll be thinking of you in Rome. When are you leaving?
Well, I was going to leave this morning, but they cancelled my flight, so I'm on the evening flight. Actually, I'd better get a move on, as the train to the airport leaves in 20 minutes.
Recording 6.
Hey, Janet, have you finished the report yet? Sarah was asking about it.
I'm afraid not. I'm about to go to Rome for a conference, and I won't be able to finish the report before I go.
Oh. When do you think it will be ready?
The conference only lasts 3 days, so I'm not in Rome for long, just the weekend. Then I'll be working on the report all next week.
Can you do it before we have the departmental meeting at the end of the month?
Oh, I'll easily have finished it by next Friday. I've got it in my diary.
That's great. I'll be seeing Sarah at lunch, so I'll tell her.
Thanks.
Are you giving a talk at the conference?
Yes, the same one I gave last month on plant diversity and environmental changes. By the end of the year, I will have given the same talk at 6 conferences. Luckily, it's a different audience each time. But I'll soon be getting polite requests to do something different. The funny thing is, I still get nervous